Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, Etsy Mamas. I'm here in my kitchen making a salad, and Snoopy's across the pond.
I just landed in Oklahoma. I'm so hungover. Can we tell them what happened last night?
Yeah, we had a blackout.
All right, so I'm in Oklahoma. I don't have my shades on. I look crazy. But we tried to do the episode last night, and it was a shit show.
Well, I was okay. But the thing is, Nicole called me. I had just taken my sleeping pills. I was in a depression. I wasn't depressed about anything, but I felt like being depressed. So I started start thinking about sad things and putting
Did I make you feel better?
You did, because I was like, you know what? It's 7:30 or 8. It was 8 o'clock. So you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna take 2 sleeping pills and then get under the covers and cry myself to sleep, as one does. And then the second I popped the pill, I chugged it down with Diet Coke. I get under the covers like this. It says no caller ID. So I knew Snoopy was on one, because she called me earlier. Dina was at her house and she's been boozing. So it's like, what? She probably has a tech question or something weird. And she's like, you want to record right now? It's like, you know what? I'd rather early bird catches the worm, Miss Pelosi. And I was going to, so I was like, yeah. So then she shows up, sunglasses on, slurring her words. I was like, all right, well, maybe we can get some things that I'll start the driver's seat. So I get in the driver's seat, start going. All of a sudden, the wheels start coming off. Snoopy starts looking around, flipping around, getting up. I was like, what's happening? I'll be right back. She's dropping her vape. All this. Next thing I know, she's blasting Spice Girls at the top of all over the house.
I was filming all day, and Gina was over. Like, all the cast came over. And then we just started drinking. Then me and Dina did our thing. Then I was like, Joey, let's just get this done, because I knew I was traveling today. And it was a hot freaking mess. Like, not great. Like, it's not even usable. You tried to use it. That wasn't even usable. It was terrible.
I thought it was going to be, but...
I was dancing for 45 minutes by myself.
Then she's putting on the oldies. Then she's like, but sailing takes me away. She goes, I love the song. To where I want to be. And then apparently she tried to do commercials on Dina's podcast. And I was like...
Wait, I said, I love this product. It's my best friend. Oh, my God. I was slurring.
And the company's like, we're good, sis.
Yeah, so the meatball pod, they were like, no, we'll just cancel it. It's not great. So the meatball pod is down for 2 weeks because our drunk messes, it just didn't sound great. So wanted to make sure we got this done today. I tried yesterday. It wasn't great. And now we're here. I'm hungover as shit. I was flying all day. I literally have my Slim Jims and my Goldfish in my Ziploc bag, chugging water. And I'm trying to survive.
I'm making a radish salad right now that I'll talk about in a little bit. But I'm such a dodo board. Remember yesterday? I probably don't remember anything. I'm glad we need a name for Snoopy that is not Dren. Like, who's Snoopy? That's just Snooki.
Oh, that was Snooki.
Like,
right?
Just drunk Nicole is just Snooki. And then because you're having fun and you're having the best time. You're friendly and funny. So I guess that's Snooki.
Yeah, that was Snooki last night.
Showed up. I haven't seen her.
And then I texted Joy this morning. I was like, was I dreaming or did we try and do the podcast? And he was like, no, that happened.
Yep.
So it wasn't great yesterday. It wasn't great at all.
Mm-mm. I thought I had an event to go to tonight. So I was all excited. I went to do my blinds this morning, which I'll talk to you about in a second. So I thought Opal and I had this event to go to tonight. So I was like, oh, how exciting. I get to get out of the house and see people. Bay is away this weekend. He's on a little trip, a little family trip. So I have the weekend to myself, to enjoy myself. So I says, good, we go to this party. This is Nylon Magazine party. And it'll be a star-studded event with good free
drinks. Ooh, okay.
Some zesty music and some high gift bags and all this fun stuff. So I was so excited. I'm getting ready. I'm pick my outfit out. So I text Opa. I text her. I said, everyone's dry January's over, motherfuckers. We are turning up tonight. And they're like, what are you talking about? I was like, at the event. They're like, what event? It's next week.
Oh, my God.
So now, then I've got sex. I was so excited. I was in turn up mode because I was so excited about me going out and drinking tonight, having fun with people. And then I got really upset because I'm like, oh, my God. Now there's nothing to do. I'm just going to sit home. I can't drink myself. So I was like, I have to throw a dinner party. So I called some friends over and they're gonna come drink with me and have steak night.
Who's coming over?
Tara Lynn, last from the past. Tara's coming over, and my friend Leah's sister Erin and her son, and maybe Erin's husband. You know, not like a turn up crew. It's, you know, it's a classy crew. But I have to pick out my curtains anyway. I went to New York City Blinds today, NY City Blinds.
Is it for free?
I'm not at liberty to say. I'm sure they're going to.
Oh my god!
But I'm going to show you. So,
well, I wish I knew, because I'm getting blinds on. I'm doing. Why are you going to my living room? And I'm paying thousands of dollars for it.
Well, why don't you go talk to my friend? His name's Guy. Guy Haber. He's the best.
I already did a down payment.
Get it back. Tell them you hate their curtains. Tell them that you have bed bugs in your house. So they can't come in.
I'm literally paying thousands of dollars.
I know how expensive it is. So I am getting, I never had real curtains before. So I bought these curtains that I hear, because I really didn't want, I didn't think I wanted curtains. I love how big windows I have, but I want to keep the light in here. I hate the covering them up, because I never had windows before. I always lived in a basement, like a dungeon. So I was like, I don't really cover them up, but I do need to, like, you know, have a little filter. So in case I get in the shower, my coolie's out. I would never think my peach could deal on my coolie. So I was like, okay, I want to get curtains. So I wanted to, like, I always see, like, in the magazines, like, there's a sheer white, perfectly pleated, like, curtain. Simple and, like,
beautiful.
So that's what I saw. So I got that at IKEA, but they look like, I have my guy high hang them. They just look cheap and shitty, and they're not the right length. I want it to be, you know, everything else in the house is so perfect. I have the potato barn couch, and I have, you know, all the other things. I want everything perfect. So I was gonna get, like, I wanted, like, you know, the right size. So I was like, maybe I'll just order the right size, measure and order custom. But then it became like an equation, and I was like all confused about the length and like centimeters. And it was like, I know, and I have to hang it myself. I was like, I can't do all this. So I reached out to NY City Blinds. And because I saw they did a bunch of other influencers, like Sonia Morgan from The Housewives and my friend Amanda from Not Skinny, Not Fat podcast, famous podcaster. She does a lot. He does a lot of like fancy people in New York City. So I said, well, good enough for them. They're good enough for me, girl.
Well, that's good.
Oh, yeah. So I got, let me show you these books. Hold on, I'm going to get them. This is a visual episode, Crusaders. Watch it on YouTube.
I know everybody listening, if you're in the car, make sure you watch our episode on YouTube, because Joey's cooking. I look like a hungover freak. I'm not wearing my sunglasses. I look psycho. Okay.
So look, so they have all these things. Now, this is the linen. Hold on. All these colors you can pick from and all different textures. Look. Should I get mint green? Sissy, look.
No, I hate mint green.
Baby blue, pink, turquoise, grayish. It has like every color and texture. So
the girl, I like ivory.
All right, so but you know, I've been waiting to work out because there's a gym supposed to be opening across the street from me, but I can't wait anymore. That's why I am excited that I've been using the Peloton app. But you have the treadmill and the bike downstairs.
So I've been going crazy in my gym. I've been doing the bike, but Peloton is like my number one fitness app that I use for everything. And I'm so happy that I started it, because now I feel like I can walk up the stairs and I'm not dying. So I always told you guys that I'm obsessed with Peloton, love the tread, love the bike. And you guys got to jump on Peloton.
That's right. So I like Peloton Entertainment. It keeps you moving. You can watch your favorite TV shows and live sports as you ride. Perfect for those days when you don't want to miss a thing. I like that the Peloton bike instructors keep you motivated. I had the Britney Spears bike rider, my friend.
Oh, Cody.
Cody was on my podcast. Obsessed with him.
I love Cody.
So the Peloton bike instructors keep you motivated from day one. They'll show you all the basics, help you take guesswork out of your workout, and encourage you to build from there. And Peloton, wherever you're starting, there's thousands of classes to keep you moving. Whether you're a beginner, advanced, feel-good live DJ rides, or artist-themed rides, they got something for everyone. If you want to start working out and getting back in shape before summer's only 5 months away, ladies, we got to get it in while we can. So wherever you're starting, get moving with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. That's onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. And then there's these ones. I mean, this is more Snooki Shop vibes. It has like glitter and stuff, very glam.
Ooh.
There's all these different ones to pick from. So and the girls are coming over. And I gotta say, this is the most adult night. I mean, it's not gonna be adult night. I'm definitely gonna be
adult,
like,
you're gonna get wasted.
I'm gonna get blacked out for sure. But I'm also doing adult things like ordering very expensive curtains that I never will be able to have before. And you know, pick out curtains with my friends while we eat steak and salad.
Perfect.
Yeah. But the thing she's going to do is, you ever see, I think you have it in your bedroom, the automatic blinds where you tell the machine, blank, blank, close the blinds. And then she closes the blinds.
I don't have that.
Oh, well, they do that over at NYC Blinds. I'm going to be, to be prepared how annoying I'm going to be anytime anyone's over here. I'm going to be screaming it every 5 minutes, just opening and closing the blinds just to flex on these hoes.
To show that you're rich.
Well, to show that I have a great, I have a good, good, I'm around good people. Okay. That get the job done.
All right, so I'm multitasking. I'm at Giovanna's competition for the weekend. They went to the gym so we can get this done.
Where are you, though? In Oklahoma?
I'm in Oklahoma.
Oh, my God. Hey, Oklahoma City?
Am I in Oklahoma City? I don't know. But I need to order groceries.
For your husband's house?
No, here, because we're staying here till Monday. So, like, we always order groceries.
Is that a house?
You know, like, food and food. Oh, my God. I'm so hungover. Ordering, like, drinks and snacks for the kids.
Is it a house
you're making? Just to make sure, like, we don't starve for the weekend.
Is it a house or a hotel?
House.
Oh, how nice.
I need to put the address in.
Tell everyone where you're staying. You'll be gone by then. Oh, no, you won't. You'll be there. Crusaders, don't.
It's not, my address isn't showing up.
Okay, I have regular radishes, watermelon radishes. I forgot the cucumbers. I ate them all in a drunken stupor last night.
Wait, you were drunk yesterday? No. I thought you were sober.
I wasn't drunk. I was like, I was on pills. I was on my sleeping pills, and I had some wine with you with Snooki last night to kind of make her feel more comfortable.
I mean, I don't think I cared at that point.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't care. Such a hot mess. All right, I'm going to order from Target. Okay, so yeah. I'm here for the weekend. Here for the weekend, Giovanna's cheer competition. So I do this. I get home Monday. And then I'm literally home for like not even 20 hours. And then I have to go on a plane to Vegas.
What are you doing there?
We're filming. We're filming for the week. So then I don't get back till Friday. So I'm going to be a freaking mess this whole week. Weekend, I'm gonna be dead.
What are you doing in Vegas for food shooting? Can you tell anyone?
It's for the show, Jersey Shore.
But you can't tell them what you're doing?
No, you have to wait. It's a wait and say.
Are you gonna be going on that roller coaster that goes above the whole city?
I know, yeah.
Remember we did that? Our first time we went to Vegas. Fun fact, me and Snoopy, the first time we actually
went. No, weren't we blacked out?
No, that was back in the day when we were when I first met you, our first trip together.
And we weren't blacked out?
We were drunk, but you went out with your friends. I was too scared to go on, so I stayed with your security guard.
I had a security guard?
Brian and Ryder.
Oh, he's not a security guard.
Yeah. He's our friend.
You're stupid.
But we, yeah, that was our first trip. Yeah. That's the one I wanted.
Yeah.
I was trying to be so good today, and someone pointed this out to me. I was saying on the other show that I have to go on a spending freeze. Poppy's Party set me back about $5,000 or maybe more.
I'm so upset I missed the party.
It was a good party.
Oh my God. Can we talk about the party? Joey did a speech. Right away, I knew he was blacked out. And you know, when Joey does a speech, he does a speech, but he was like crying. He was so emotional.
My father's 69 years old. I don't know how much time we have left with the old gal. And my mother's freshly dead. His bride has been dead for almost 10 years. All his friends and family here. And I finally had my dream house. Bae was there. Bae met my whole family, my aunts, my uncles, my sis. You know, he met everyone.
I forgot about that.
And I was watching him, like my older cousins, like they're like talking about sports, and my old like Republican uncles, like they're shooting the shit, talking about like getting to go long. They have the goosebumps. Look, Sissy.
Stop.
Talking about everything. So I was so emotional about that he was embraced by everyone and and it was my dream. I stepped back for a second. I said, my fucking every dream, I'm going to cry again.
Do it. Cry. Do it. No. Do it.
I needed in my whole life came true. And I was like, I'm in my dream apartment. I have a boyfriend.
Wait, did you sit back and you were like this?
I stood back and I said, you know what?
Looking around.
I said, we did it, Joe.
Ew. We did it, Joe.
No, I step back for a second. And that's why may I suggest this to the Crusaders. Step back and take it all in, because you don't know how blessed you are and you don't know how many blessings you have. We're so blessed. I'm on amputee arm TikTok right now, and there's so many people like coming forward with their arms. I'm like, oh my God, like literally things that you never even think about. We are all so blessed in our own way. Someone else always has it worse than you do. So be totally so thankful. And again, Nicole and I, it's like you fucking tone deaf assholes. You know, I'm talking about my blinds and stuff, and there's people like dying in the streets, Kim. But I'm just saying, no matter where you are in life, step back and just be grateful and count.
Yes.
You're going to be so much more grateful for that. So I step back and I realized that's why I got emotional. Because I was like, and I got scared. I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is can't be real. Like every dream, this is my dream to be able to have a party, to have a dining table, to have, you know, the ladies in the kitchen serving cocktails. Everything's perfect. Everything's like so perfect. My boyfriend's here. He's getting along with my family. And everything was so perfect. Hope someone's at the door. Do you
want to
say hi to the...
Who's there?
Carolyn's here.
Oh, hey, bitch.
Hey, girl. Hey. How are you?
Miss you.
Wow. This is...
It's come together.
It's all coming together.
Is this your first time at the apartment?
Second.
First
she had COVID.
The first time I looked like shit. I'm kidding.
He's rich.
Hey, did you have this?
No, everything's new. Get in there, girl. Get in there. Make yourself a home. I'll get you a glass of
wine.
Please. So
we're trying to get our podcast on.
I'll be done in a few minutes.
Are you drinking?
I'll make an appearance.
Okay, make an appearance. So listen, so stepping back, because Bay is here. He's talking to my father. The drinks are here. The food's flowing.
Are you mad?
No, I'm trying to get this done in timely fashion before my brisket settles in.
Okay.
Thank you. So I said, I'm so blessed. And I said, this is just taking it all in. And then I did my speech and I said, none of this would be possible without my father, the way he raised me. And I'm going on about my father wanting to honor him. It was his 69th birthday. And all his friends were there. All his family was there. My sister and brother-in-law flew in from and surprised him from South Carolina. It was such a nice thing. So I got emotional. But anyway, went off at a hitch. And I'm going on a spending freeze. And then some girl just chirped me on the internet. She goes, I love how you say he's going on a spending freeze now. But he's getting custom motorized blinds. And then he's at Baltazar having lunch.
Literally.
But I mean, that was sort of, the blinds was a consultation and the brunch was like $50. So I'm talking about like, you know, I've been doing like big things, but I was so bored. I was so upset this week because I wanted to do something. So I was like, I should go to Miami for the weekend. I was like,
Miami.
I know.
Okay, mama. So whether you're trying to save money, eat better, or stress less, HelloFresh is here to help you do all three. So say hello to your most delicious year yet with fresh ingredients and chef-crafted recipes at a price you'll like delivered right to your door. So you know I love HelloFresh because I'm so busy with the kids and after school stuff. It's just very convenient for me.
That's right. Ditch the meal planning blues and grocery store runs with quick, convenient recipes delivered right to your door. Just choose your meals and select your delivery date. HelloFresh handles the meal planning and shopping, so all you have to do is open your weekly box of fresh pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step ingredients and get cooking. And I don't have to stare at the fridge wondering what I'm going to make or try. You know, I try to go all too extra and making these big, elaborate dinners. Sometimes I want to keep it simple, which is something that some other chef kind of coming up with something. So I do recipes I've never even tried before with HelloFresh. And it's super, super, it's much more affordable than going to the grocery store. Again, I'm on a spending freeze. If I go to the grocery store, I'm at free range and I'll buy things I don't need. With HelloFresh, you get exactly what you need and only that. So nothing goes to waste. It's really helped me save money and stay on my budget.
And especially with us trying to eat healthy. I love the fact that they have their calorie smart and they have the protein smart meals. They have the recipes. Super easy. You just follow the steps and boom. You cooked like a chef.
So I don't know. If you've never tried HelloFresh, we've been talking about it for many moons now. I don't know what you're doing, girl. Go to HelloFresh.com/SnookieFree and use code SnookieFree for free breakfast for life. That's one breakfast item per box, so subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/SnookieFree with code SnookieFree. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
You're going to Miami?
I have friends in Miami.
Who?
My friend Daniela. She lives there. And I have a lot of friends from last time I went there. Dave Portnoy lives there, so I have, you know.
Calm down.
And we're all friends, so it's like we're just one
so
big.
Annoying.
Can you put this on the coffee table, please, and turn it on to level 3?
Not break it.
Yes, they do. Level 3. On the coffee table, thank you. But yeah, I'm trying. That's why I'm cooking dinner at home tonight. Instead of going
to. I love this for you. It's going to be amazing.
Now, what day? Tell me what competition week looks like for a CJA All-Star.
No, I'm like not excited. Well, I'm always excited to be here and like, you know, do some of these competition or whatever, I'm trying to order groceries still. But like, I'm stressed out because I have to do, so I'm here till Monday. It's going to be such a good time. Like seeing all the teams, like, you know, cheer is my life. So yeah. I'm so excited to be here and like have fun and watch it. Love being around Tracy. You know, she's my cheer bestie.
Tracy
so,
Ross, Diana Ross's daughter.
Tracy.
I'm kidding. I know.
So I'm just like really stressed out though, because right when I get home, I have to go straight to Vegas. So it's like, I don't have a break. And you know, I always need a break. Like, okay, it's good for like a couple days, and then I need to go home, be in my house, sleep, rest, not be around people. But now I have to go straight to the freaking to filming. And you know, I always have a cheer hangover when I get home. And it's not even like about drinking, because we hardly drink. We just have like a couple martinis here and there, because you know, we're with the kids. But cheer hangover is just like you're at the competition every single day. You're walking around, like your body's exhausted. So I'm not going to be able to go home and actually rest, because then I have to go on a plane and then I have to perform on camera. It's just not going to be great. And they're going to realize that I'm dead.
Well, also, I got to say, Sissy's not missing out because she gets to be with you. But you know what I mean? Those, your Lorenzo and Angela miss out so much of you because you always on tour. But
I know.
And Sissy has all these great times with you by yourselves, you know, when you're cheering and stuff. And then she gets home, she's probably sick of you. So she's fine. But then, you know, even though the boys don't care, you can't help as a mom but feel negligent to them because you're not spending enough time with them.
Oh my God, I feel so guilty. So
I know.
Yesterday, yesterday I already missed Lorenzo's his wrestling match. And then he has a tournament this weekend I'm gonna miss. He's like, Mom, you don't see any of my stuff. And I feel awful. Yeah, I'm just stressed out. It's not great. Kid. I'm like, wait, should I like, I had two martinis at the airport because I had the shakes. It was not great. And I'm like, I'm not getting on this flight. Like, you know, with anxiety. So I had two martinis. I literally downed them. And then I felt better. But now I'm just like, I want to be in my bed.
Are you, did you get alcohol to the house? So are you like set up to drink right now? Or are you like?
I have to show you guys what I did. Hold on. Tracy, every time we go to cheer comms, you know, all the moms like have their tumblers. In our tumblers, it's always alcohol because we're literally there every single day. So I had a ton of vodka at my house. So I'm like, I'm not going to go to the liquor store and buy like the little Tito's bottles, you know, like the airplane bottles. That's usually what we put in our purse. I was like, I have so much vodka here. Let me try and use it. So look what I did.
How'd you sneak it on the plane?
It's a carry-on. Hold on.
Wait, do we get arrested from the FDA? Yeah. Can I have that Pinot Noir?
No, so you can bring little vodka bottles on a carry-on as long as it's, like, you know, in a bag.
Oh, it looks good.
So what do you think this is?
Put it for us close. Put it closer. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, look.
Like shampoo?
Wait, look.
Stop.
How many is there? Yeah.
But you can't really see it because it has the blur on.
Did you bring it with the carry-on or you checked it?
No, I checked. I put it in my bag. Or no, carry-on. I always do carry on, so I want to be in and out of the airport.
Oh, I know.
So I got five of these, and then I got a clear bag.
Did you make Tracy?
And I filled these up, and Gianni was like, "Are you an alcoholic?" I'm like, "No, like I'm trying to use the vodka that we have at the house."
Snoopy, so we told them
we're being. I filled this guy up, and I have five of them.
Yeah, we're on a cleanse. We're on a spending freeze.
So I will be ready to go. It's basically just like carry on. You know, clear bottles that you can put like your shampoo and stuff. So when you know you're not doing a check, it can actually like, you know, go on the plane and you don't have to check it.
You know, people do that on cruises all the time. There's like, I never have a cruise, but like, I guess how expensive is all inclusive? I guess like if you do all inclusive liquor, like that's maybe it's really expensive. So people buy it, but like they're allowed to bring wine bottles. So they fill wine bottles up and then they seal them. They get like the special sealers for the wine bottles.
I thought I was going to get arrested on the plane because I brought my tumbler and I ordered a second martini and then we were boarding. I was like, oh shit. So I poured my martini into my tumbler and you're not supposed to drink drinks on a plane. Like you have to get it on the plane. So I was like, I'm going to get arrested.
No, you can get arrested very easily.
I know, but it was in my tumbler. So nobody knew.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to get arrested because I admitted that I did that.
I saw some guy that got arrested on a plane for vaping in the bathroom. Apparently the smoke detectors in there now are vape. They can tell vape.
Oh, I would never chance that. Fuck that.
On the deck over there?
Can you imagine?
That's why I do it right at my seat. Do you know what I mean? In my hoodie, especially.
Oh, like in your bag?
When I used to work in Moscow, now Moscow Confederacy is going to come for me, but when I used to work in Moscow many moons ago, I used to smoke on the 10-hour, 12-hour flights. I had to.
I used to vape in my big tote bag.
Yeah.
You're drinking wine.
It's steak night. I'm going to have a martini first. Tara Lynn walked in the with this, with the Pinot Noir from Oregon. Look at this vintage bottle I have.
Messy Mama, that'll be
Chardonnay.
Yeah.
And I also, I'm going to give a shout out to my friend Jesse Bon Jovi. Yes, that John Bon Jovi's son. They have a wine company called Hampton Water. And this is the rosé I've been drinking. When I can't get Messy Mama, I drink Hampton Water. And it's not, everyone says that. Here's a question for the girls. Is rosé only for the summertime or the hot months? Or can you drink it year round?
It's usually just for the hot months.
It is, but I'm changing the narrative there. Because I drink Hampton Water every season. Because you know what? We drink white wine all the time. And you know, when I switch from white to red, I don't clean the glass out. So red to white, I don't clean the glass out. So I'm drinking rosé anyway. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know what? If I can afford this nice bottle of rosé, I don't care what the fuck season it is. Mind your business. Just like putting ice in wine. Like, I love putting ice in wine.
I know, you always do that.
But now
do you put ice in red wine, though? I don't like that.
I put it in the freezer. And the refrigerator.
I don't mind red wine cold. I mean, I prefer it to be room temperature. But I would never put an ice cube in my red wine.
Unless you're making a sangria.
I mean, I would definitely do it. Yeah, sangria, I would. I would do it with white wine, obviously, but never red.
Never.
No.
Oh, no. So on the menu tonight, I have steaks. I went to the kimchi. I've been into Korean food. Me and Bae went to Korean barbecue. Nicole, you would love it.
What is Korean food? Like what?
Korean is from Korea, so it's Korean food, but it's like...
No, I know, but what is
it? Okay, so there's a lot of beef. So it's like a beef-heavy thing, so a lot of steak.
I like steak.
Yeah, so you'd love it. So there's this one thing called bulgogi, which is like, not chopped meat, but it's like thinly sliced ribeye that almost like, you know how like you make cheese steaks, like that thin sliced steak, like cheese steak, that thin shaved steak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like that, and it has this like sweet and tangy sauce to it, like a teriyaki, but it's not Japanese. It's called bulgogi. That's that. There's like lots of rice, kimchi. It's like spicy cabbage. I don't think you really like kimchi, but there's lots of like rice and like pickled vegetables, like pickles, like pickled radishes.
I love pickles. Peppers,
sesame seeds, seaweed. It's like very, very good.
Okay, mamas, let's talk about KiwiCo. So KiwiCo delivers seriously fun learning for kids of all ages through hands-on projects and activities. So I always talk about KiwiCo because it's literally the best gift that I give for, you know, the kids' friends. I do it for my nieces and nephews. So each month, kids receive crates packed with engaging hands-on activities designed to introduce the kids to exciting science, technology, and art concepts. There's always something new for kids to discover, like engineering robots or learning about the science of ice cream. So Angelo is literally obsessed with all of his crates. And when you make these projects, they're actually really freaking cute. It's not just like they're painting on a piece of, you know, construction paper. They're actually making really cute projects that they can play with, they can keep forever. So with 9 monthly programs to choose from, KiwiCo has something for kids of all ages, ranging from infants and preschoolers to teens and beyond.
It's like innovation things. So they see how things work, the engineering of, you know, science and gravity and all different things. So they're learning as they go, but it's fun. And it's for all ages, all different boxes. Just pick your kid's age or your adult's age by the crate. Order that crate. And every month, it's like the best day in their life. We love it.
Yes. So redefine learning with play, mamas. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. So get 50% off your first month on any crate line at kiwico.com with promo code Snooki. That's 50% off your first month at kiwico.com, promo code Snooki.
Today, me and Baina went to a Korean steakhouse. There's a grill at your table. It's like hibachi, but there's a grill there, and you can grill your own vegetables, grill your own meats.
Okay.
And it was so good. Bae's never been like very adventurous like before he met me. He's trying all new foods. He loved kimchi, which is this spicy fermented cabbage. It's like kind of like, it's like spicy coleslaw mixed with sauerkraut. It's very good.
Ew, I hate sauerkraut.
No, you might like it.
No, I don't like it.
So kimchi. So I'm making kimchi fried rice, which is a famous dish that has like, look at these enoki mushrooms. Look how these cute mushrooms.
That's cute.
They're very tiny. Look how cutie.
It looks like fungus.
It is a fungus. You're exactly right, Snoopy.
That looks like fungus from
Nestle.
The show that we like with the gay couple in the apocalypse.
Oh, I love that show. The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Nicole. I was trying to tell Snooki last night. before I had to hang up on her. I hung up on her. I really had to leave. I had to abruptly leave.
Wait, how long did you stay on the Zoom with me?
I stayed for like 45 minutes and watched her dance just in case she was going to sit back down. So I wanted to get this done.
Oh my God.
She danced like five to six long songs. So
stop.
I watched the show. I have a new show. It's a 3-part documentary. When I tell you I had chills everywhere. It's called American Nightmare. Have you seen it?
No, what is it on?
It's new on Netflix. Google it. And I'll tell you what happens.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
You saw the couple?
I saw it right away when it came out, yeah.
Okay, I'm obsessed. So
fuck this police station.
Yeah, fuck that police.
Let me tell you right now. Yeah, and the guy, the policeman that was like saying, oh, yeah. I know you did it.
Yeah.
He got policeman of the year.
I know.
He's still working there. The fuck? So Vallejo Police.
Vallejo, California. Tell us what
you're doing. Yeah, you guys are assholes.
So basically, this couple is in bed. A boyfriend, girlfriend. They're in bed sleeping. All of a sudden, they wake up to flashing laser lights in their face. This guy in a scuba outfit. They go to the police, and then the guy puts headphones on. This like creepy music, ties them up, gives them pills, gives them sleeping pills, and then the guy steals the girlfriend, leaves with the girlfriend, and the guy's just locked up there. And he got passed out. He didn't call them until next morning to report
because they were drugged. They were given medicine to make them fall asleep.
Yeah. So they were like, "What the hell?" Come in the police station. We'll figure out. Thinking that guy obviously killed the girl and threw her body out, and that's what's happening. You know, why would he believe this wild story?
Yeah, so, but did you think it was shady? I feel bad for thinking it was shady.
The first sentence, I thought it was shady.
Yeah.
Because
sorry. The phone call that he did, he didn't sound distressed. He was like, "My girlfriend was kidnapped."
Yeah.
I think it was still like drugged up.
So then no one believes them. She goes missing. Then they turns into the Gone Girl thing. They're trying to like, she turns back up eventually. But you know, they're trying to try him for murder. They're basically telling mm-hmm. he's a murderer. And I can't imagine how many times this happens to people that like are so mentally fucked up from what watching their partner die or something.
There's so many people in jail.
Just say yes to it because they mm-hmm. thought they did it or something. Like they're so, mm-hmm. they're so delusional from the drugs. That they think they might have done it, and they go to jail. If that guy seriously thought that he was going to be in jail forever. Anyway, they say it's a Gone Girl thing. Now they're blaming the girl, calling this kidnapped woman, saying it's a joke and a lie. They wasted all these people's time, and they're trying to prosecute her for taking the policeman's time, like when like Jussie Smollett shit, and. Then everyone, they both lost their jobs and everyone's calling them like, you know, they're like these fake shady police people that made this whole story up for clout. And
oh, they were getting death threats. It was awful.
Death threats everywhere.
Mm-hmm. All over.
And then there was all these other stories in other places in California of what happened, of the same exact thing happening. The goggles on the head, the music, the fucking lasers. And anyway, it all comes out. There's this fucking one shady guy. And the one woman police officer from up in California figured it out, linked it together, and now everyone's off the hook. Now they got $2.5 million for their trouble.
They should have got way more.
Yeah.
They were publicly national, like nationwide humiliated.
Yeah. Death
the way the police, like, they literally went to the police for help, and the police said that they were the suspects. Like, what the fuck?
I always said back to blue, but now it's for that
so
show.
So shady.
Like, no, ma'am.
So shady.
They're shady. So if you that's
terrible.
A watch, just a quick watch on Netflix, 3-part series. Another thing is Feud. Same people as American Horror Story. It's what is his name? Ryan Murphy. American Horror Story, Glee, like all the best Desperate Housewives. He's like, you know, American Horror Story, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
He did a show called Feud. It's a star-studded cast all over. There's stars.
Star-studded.
There's stars everywhere. Demi Moore's in it. Angela. What's her name? Jessica Lange. What's her face? Kathy Bates. Stanley Tucci. Like literally every hot rock show. So it's about the Dak of the Day. It's about Betty Davis and Joan Crawford. And the movie called Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, which was this famous like gay iconic movie from the 50s. So it's so, so good. The direction's beautiful. The makeup and costumes are gorgeous. Very, very good show. So I'm just starting that. It's only one episode, but that's one of those things you have to watch 2 episodes and wait the next week. You know, I don't fuck with that. So I'm going to wait till it all airs.
All over that. What am I watching? Oh my God. Griselda Blanco.
Oh, you talked about her last night.
Bitch. Oh yeah. We already talked about it.
No, no one heard us. Thank God.
What? Oh, last night I talked
about Blanco. It? We were screaming her name, and you're screaming, talking to her in Spanish, and it was crazy. Like she deserves all the awards, all over that.
I said that?
Yes, you're a nightmare.
Fuck off. You're just jealous.
No, I loved it. I watched Eric.
Yeah, so Griselda Blanco. Sofia, what's her name? Sofia.
Sofia Vergara.
Oh my God. So she is known for like always like playing like the comedy roles, the funny roles. We've never seen her in a drama where she's serious and she's like really playing a part. This bitch, she freaking killed Griselda Blanco. They changed her face. So she was in the trailer for like 3 hours every single day getting the prosthetics and everything. And she still looked hot. Like she still looked pretty.
Nothing it was crazy. Woman. She looked nothing like Griselda Blanco, whatever her name was.
So after Griselda Blanco, I binged the whole thing on Netflix. She deserves all the fucking awards. I ended up like really like Googling the documentary of like the real Griselda Blanco. And she was just, she wasn't cute at all.
No, she was very butch.
But she was a badass and she literally killed anyone that pissed her off. Oh my God, what a psychopath. But Sophia killed the freaking role. She deserves all the awards. And it's amazing. So if you haven't watched Griselda Blanco, watch it right now. I saw it in 2 days. I finished it in 2 days.
Obsessed. It's about a Colombian drug lord. She was a cocaine drug lord, much like her predecessor, Narcos. What's his name? What's the Colombian guy's name? Pablo Escobar. So I think
they worked together, and Pablo was terrified of Griselda Blanco.
Because she didn't care. She'd kill everyone. She was more respected than him, I think. I mean, I did grow up in the Colombian drug ward, but I could have.
So I don't know if you guys heard about the Roe Body program, but we're going to let you know what it is.
It's like a one-stop shop to better yourself.
The Roe provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Roe Body program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes, so you can lose up to 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep the weight off.
Yeah, over 200,000 people have already chosen Roe to help them lose weight. Roe Body Program members have support throughout the process. Roe Partner handles all the insurance paperwork to help you get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to the provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling doctor's appointments, no commutes to the doctor's office, no waiting rooms.
So average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to roe.co/snooki. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's roe.co/snooki. I mean, if I stayed in Santiago, Chile.
Oh yeah.
I would be Griselda Blanco.
Do you think there's like on the flag? Like on the dollar bill, if they asked you to be on the Chilean dollar bill, would you?
No.
Because you're the most famous. I think you're the most famous Chilean person.
No, ask Siri.
Alexa, who is the most famous Chilean actress?
I'm not an actress.
Pedro Pascal is from the show. Is Chilean.
He is Chilean.
Oh my God!
What if he's my dad?
He's hot as hell.
Can you imagine? Oh,
hang out with him. Text him now.
Oh my God, we're the same nationality.
And The Last of Us, he's probably from Santiago.
Chilena.
Wait, Snoopy, we have to hang out with him now.
Oh my God, it's like he's my brother.
Imagine he was.
Imagine he's my brother.
Jealous that he's a bigger actor.
I feel like he's really white though. I'm like brown.
Gringo?
Gringo.
That means white. So yeah, I'm gonna watch Imelda Marcos. What's your name?
Who?
What's the show called?
Griselda Blanco.
Griselda Blanco.
Yeah, so make sure you guys watch that. It's amazing. Sophia did amazing. Even though they tried to make her look ugly, she still looked freaking amazing. Ew.
All right. Super Bowl is coming up. I'm excited to watch that. Taylor Swift got, and I gotta say, no. I've been saying it since the beginning. Something was going on with the NFL and her. When her picture started showing up on the
Taylor Swift raised millions of dollars for
331.5 million dollars. She raised.
You still hate her?
I never hated her. I just said something's going on.
No, you were talking shit on your other podcast. I saw you.
I was just saying that I get why people like her, but like, I don't see, like, people are all scared of her. Like, it's like they think it's gonna be canceled in Hollywood because they go behind Taylor Swift's back or something. I think that's ridiculous. She's just a person.
I think she's a great person.
Oh, I do too.
Like, I'm not like obsessed like everyone is.
No, I'm
not.
Jenny,
but I think she's great.
J-Well's obsessed with her.
Oh my God, she's so obsessed with her. I'm like, okay, we get it. Why don't you go be with Taylor then? I yelled at her yesterday.
Oh my God.
Taylor Marie Swift.
Taylor Marie. So yeah, I usually do a Super Bowl every single year, but I'm just so busy with everything and it's not happening. It's just not going to happen. I always have a ton of people at my house in the basement. The boys come over in the morning, like all Gianni's friends. They do like a full poker thing. So everyone's like at my house at 8:30 in the morning playing poker. But this year's just crazy. So we're not going to do a Super Bowl party.
I know,
what are your plans for Super Bowl?
You know, I don't have plans yet. I mean, I'm assuming like I'm going to be in New York with my friends. I would love to have a little party, but that's like that's a lot of money. I don't feel like dealing with that. I mean, I would love to just like kind of go somewhere. I'm not going to go to Vegas too much. Like everyone, Barstool's going to be there at the Super Bowl, at the lead up to it, but they leave on Saturday before the game starts. Like they just go like to the pregame stuff and the events, but I'm not going to go do that. I wish there was like somewhere, a classy place that I can go with like nice couches that I don't have to cook or clean or entertain or like do all that. I wish it was like a good place like that to go.
If well, you know, why were you being bitchy about the People's Choice?
Oh, I'm not.
Like, I'm not going to fly all the way to LA. I have to go to NASCAR.
No, it came off that way. And
it came off so bitchy.
I knew that I was going to talk to you today. Okay. The thing is, I have work. I have work. I'm going to be in Daytona Beach for the Daytona 500 that weekend. So I've already committed to that.
You are.
No, I go every year. So I committed to that. So I'll be there. But then you told me that the People's Choice Awards were there. And I was like, I would go, totally go to the People's Choice Awards over that. But I would ask work. I was like, do you care if I leave? Because that's a big opportunity for me to be on the red carpet with Soupy at the awards. So I can get, you know, great, great videos and meet celebrities.
But I'm going to read what you said.
But I said, if I'm not going to go to the awards, I can't just say I'm going to go to hang out with my friends in LA. That they would get mad at me for work for that. So that's
he what said. I can't go to the awards, so I won't be able to do content. I'm supposed to be at the Daytona 500 that day. I can't cancel on that just to go to LA.
I was like,
you're going to do my makeup, okay?
No, that's what I knew I was going to talk to you today. So I was going to like,
bitch.
Clear it up.
I have Kara coming to do my makeup.
All right, good. I was so pissed off.
If I wasn't getting my makeup done, I wasn't going to go because I don't want to look like a shit show, you know, with my lashes falling off.
Yeah, and you're only going and staying. Like, if we were doing like a real, like, press tour and stuff, I would totally be there because I want to do LA.
I am. I'm doing press the next day.
Oh, so you're saying 2 days?
Because I have to do press the next day. So I'm like, Kara, you have to
stay on Monday.
Make me look pretty.
So Monday you're doing press?
Well, the next day. So I'm going to People's Choice and then the next day I have press.
That's Monday. Maybe I'll come out just for that. Yeah. 500. They love me over there. Pennzoil. Thank you, Pennzoil.
Love it. Yeah, so I'm going to go to People's Choice and hopefully we win. Make sure you all vote for us. We are up for Best Reality Star. The Kardashians always win it every single year, so we're probably not going to get it. But please vote for us. We would love to win just 1 year. Just 1 year. But the Kardashians always win. So.
Are you going to wear something from the Snoopy shop?
Yeah, so I'm looking at gowns. I think I'm going to wear like a black maxi, but I'm going to get it for the store too. So when you guys see it on me, you're going to want to buy it.
She's always been so savvy with business.
And Long Island looks beautiful.
I saw you got wallpaper, black and white wallpaper.
Yeah, so if you guys are in Huntington, look around all the buildings because Gina was just there and she put up all the Snoopy shop signs in the window saying coming soon. So you guys can find the spot. It might be by the theater. But I just sent edible arrangements to my neighbors because supposedly they're not excited that I'm going to be there. So, you know, I like to have a nice relationship with my neighbors, like,
not
you know,
to
help
excited.
Each other. I just don't want any animosity with my neighbors for my stores. So I ended up sending them edible arrangements because I heard they weren't fond of me being there.
They're not fond of you?
Supposedly.
What stores are you calling them out? Don't call
them. This happened to everyone. Even in Madison, when I opened Madison, everyone was like, oh, she's going to be selling like sex stuff. And I'm like, what? I'm a clothes store. So everyone always judges me. until like they actually like know me, get to know my business and see the store. And they're like, oh, it's actually like a nice store. So I wanted to get off on the right foot. And I sent my neighbors edible arrangements to say, I hope you come in. You know, I like to have a friendly relationship with my neighbors. Yeah. So, yeah, February 24th is the grand opening of Huntington, Long Island, New York. And then hopefully I can find my next store because you know where it's going to be. That's a surprise.
I'm so excited.
Same. We have to go down and like, figure it out.
It's in Santiago, Chile.
Santiago.
I'm so really excited.
Everything's coming together.
Everything's coming up roses, Snoopy. Well, I don't want to take any more of your time up because I know that you have to get to your cheer mom stuff.
You just want to go to your party and get drunk.
No, don't be bored. I'm here all night.
Okay, well, I have to go for real. This is lovely. I'm so sorry that it was a short show, but it's better than last night's show.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to hear that.
But we'll I think they would actually love it. I'm just so embarrassed because I don't have a bra on. So you see my boobs just flapping around the room.
Well, this has been lovely, ladies. Simi won't be here next week. I'll be doing a solo episode. So I'm going to be, I'll be interacting with.
What do you do with Trish?
Maybe I'll be interacting with the Crusaders to find out what you want to hear. Maybe you can answer some questions. Maybe I have some Crusader call-ins while Snoopy's away on her sabbatical. Filming at the Hershey Shore.
But yeah, maybe Lear can come over and you guys can have wine and do an episode.
That'd be fun. That'd be very interesting. I'd love that.
So I have to go to, like I said, I'm going to Vegas. We're filming. So I am missing next week, but I will be back bright and bushy-tailed for the following week, sober, not hungover, and ready to go.
Well, chin up, panties down, ladies. Enjoy the weekend. Have some wine. Fuck a stranger and do it all again the next day. Love you, girls.
Peace, bitches.
It's happening.